Okay, welcome to the deep dive. So, you've probably heard the buzz, maybe even messed around with one yourself. We're talking about large language models, LLMs, and, well, this whole idea of prompt engineering. We've been digging into, you know, a whole stack of material here, notes, articles, that kind of thing, really trying to lay out what these things are actually for, how you make them work well for you, and this whole concept of, I guess, engineering your conversation with them.
Yeah, and our mission here really is to cut through some of the noise. We want to pull out the core insights from all this material. Things that help you see LLMs not just as like a fancy chat thing, but as genuinely powerful tools.
Right.
We'll look at why the way you talk to them is so crucial, you know, the secret sauce, and how a more structured approach to your prompts can unlock stuff you might not even realize is possible. Think of it as a shortcut, maybe, a way to understand how to get real value out of these systems, and pretty quickly.
And you know, what really jumped out at me right away from this material were some of the surprising things they can do. Like, we're not just talking about writing text. The sources we looked at mentioned models doing complex math, writing actual working code, even generating images.
Yeah, it's pretty broad.
It really makes you think about talking to AI as, I don't know, a new kind of programming language. But one you already speak, sort of. Let's dive in.
Okay.
So, right off the bat, based on what we found, how should we think about these LLMs, like ChatGPT, for instance? The notes we read consistently frame them as practical tools, tools for bringing ideas to life. The focus isn't really on, you know, are they conscious or abstract, stuff like that. It's much more about what they do for you in your daily tasks, your interactions. They're defined by their utility.
Exactly. And it's fascinating how far that doing goes, way beyond just being a chatbot or helping you write an email. The material really highlights capabilities that could fundamentally change how you tackle problems.
Like what?
Well, they can handle math calculations. Surprisingly complex logical reasoning sometimes. We saw notes about generating creative stuff, images, even video.
Right.
They're useful for research, pulling information together really fast. And critically, they can write actual code, Python, other languages, which really levels the playing field, you know, for creativity, for development. Doesn't matter as much what your technical background is.
And the speed aspect is also pretty striking, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
The sources mentioned they can generate solutions way faster than, you know, traditional human approaches often can. And sometimes the initial result might even be better.
Immediate responses, immediate iterations. It's a very different workflow.
So what does that actually look like? Any good examples in the material?
Yeah, there were some really relatable ones. Imagine eating a recipe, but you only have like five things in your fridge.
Right.
You can just describe those ingredients and the model spits out a custom recipe. It might even suggest smart substitutions or additions based on what you do have.
Ah, so no more endless scrolling through recipe blogs trying to find one that fits.
Exactly. Or coding the notes mentioned. It's excellent for generating Python snippets, things like that. Now, you still need to understand the logic behind it, obviously.
Sure.
But you spend less time wrestling with syntax errors. One note even talked about using them to rapidly prototype whole website structures. Pretty powerful.
Wow. So the core idea then about how they function based on the material, it's this collaborative thing. They work with you to turn your raw ideas into something useful, something tangible, almost like a development partner.
That's a good way to put it. A partner in creation, not just a lookup tool.
Okay, so if it's a partner, how do you interact with it? How do you talk to this partner?
Well, the sources are pretty clear on this. It's just natural language. You speak or you type. For basic stuff, you don't need any special commands, no coding language, none of that.
Right. But here's where I think the first really critical point from the material comes in. And it's maybe not obvious at first glance. The quality of the AI's output is directly tied to the quality of your input. Your communication skills suddenly become super important.
Yes. This is a key point the sources really hammer home. They actually draw a direct parallel to just talking to other people. If you're vague or unclear with a person, you'll probably get a vague or unhelpful response, right?
Yeah, makes sense.
Same exact principle applies here.
Yeah.
So improving your writing, your communication skills in general, that actually makes you better at using these AI tools. You're leveraging a skill you already have.
And this sort of leads into the mindset you need, which the material also talks about. LLMs are still fundamentally black boxes, right? We don't really see the gears turning inside.
Right. We don't know the exact internal process.
So what the sources emphasize is, because of that, you need to be curious, experimental. You have to be ready to tweak your prompt based on the answer you get back. It's not just fire and forget. It's more like a conversation, an iterative dance.
Exactly. And what's really interesting is this extra layer the sources suggest. Mm-hmm. Using AI effectively can actually help you understand yourself better.
How so?
Well, it kind of holds up a mirror to your own communication style. How clearly do you actually state what you want? How well do you articulate your thoughts and requirements?
Huh. Interesting angle. Okay, so if we put all that together, let's tackle this term, prompt engineering. The sources basically define it as the process of crafting effective instructions, structuring your conversation with these AI systems. Hmm. At its core, it's just about getting that conversational approach right.
Yeah, and there's this little debate mentioned in the material. Is it an art? Is it a skill? Or maybe more like engineering?
Right. What's the verdict?
Well, the perspective offered seems to be that it's kind of interdisciplinary. It borrows from all three. There's definitely an art to crafting the language, you know, the creative side. There's the practiced application of skills, and there's a structured approach that feels a bit like engineering.
Okay.
Even if it doesn't have, say, the same mathematical rigor as traditional engineering fields.
And what's really encouraging, I thought, from the sources is how accessible they say it is. This isn't just for software developers or AI researchers, right?
Not at all. It's specifically noted as being very accessible to non-technical folks.
Good.
And its core purpose is really practical.
Yeah.
Just writing smart, clear instructions to guide the AI towards the best possible response for what you need. So that involves thinking about your word choice strategically, formatting sometimes, providing examples to help the AI understand, and just generally making sure the response is actually helpful and, you know, appropriate for your goal.
Okay, so just throwing random words at the AI, probably not the best strategy.
Definitely not.
The sources call what you type in prompts, and they make it really clear that structured prompts get much, much better results. The format, the order you put things in, how you phrase it, it all matters.
And this is where the concept of a pattern-based approach comes in. This is a pretty significant point in the material. Prompt engineering isn't just random guesswork. It actually follows recognizable patterns, structures that you can learn and then reuse.
Like building blocks.
Exactly, like building blocks.
Yeah.
A simple pattern might be something like starting your prompt with act as an expert, whatever the field is, or summarize the following text for a specific audience, like a fifth grader.
Okay.
These aren't complex code commands, but they are deliberate structures you put into your natural language prompt.
Which brings us back to that programming analogy you mentioned earlier.
Right.
The sources frame prompt engineering as basically using plain English or whatever your language is to program the AI's behavior and its output. You're using language you already know to tell the machine what to do. It kind of democratizes programming in a way, makes it accessible to everyone.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And looking ahead a bit, the material does touch on more advanced stuff, like combining patterns.
Ah, okay. So layering them.
Yeah. Just like you might combine different functions or modules in traditional programming, you can layer different prompt patterns together to get more sophisticated results.
But.
There's always a but.
But the sources really stress this point. You need to get good at the basic fundamental patterns first.
Makes sense. Walk before you run.
Exactly. Trying to jump straight to complex combinations without understanding those building blocks. It's probably not going to work very well. Mastery of the fundamentals is key.
So if you're listening and thinking, okay, how do I learn this? What's the recommended approach from the material?
It really advocates for what you might call a fundamentals first philosophy. Build that solid foundation with the basic common prompt patterns. That's crucial. A sequential learning path seems to be the best bet. Master one, then move on.
And the notes we have indicate that the upcoming material actually dives into some of those specific common practical patterns, the ones you can start using right away. That's right. They form the foundation. Techniques that make a real difference in your results pretty quickly, and they set you up for tackling more advanced prompting later on.
Okay, great. So let's recap briefly. We've kind of journeyed from understanding what LLMs really are, you know, for practical daily use, to grasping why clear communication, your communication, is absolutely vital when you interact with them. We've defined prompt engineering as this accessible sort of cross-disciplinary approach,
right,
and seen how using these structured patterns is really the key to unlocking what these things can truly do.
Yeah, and I think the main takeaway, to really boil it down, is LLMs are incredibly powerful tools. And learning to communicate effectively with them through prompt engineering, it's not like learning some totally new complex coding language.
Yeah.
It's more about refining and leveraging the language skills you already possess, turning natural conversation into a powerful tool for creating things, solving problems.
So thinking about that, here's a final thought from the material to sort of leave you with. If getting great results from AI means we need to better understand not just the AI, but also our own communication, how we structure our thoughts, how we make requests, which is frankly just like improving communication with other humans, then what does this whole new world of natural language programming actually teach us about our own minds?
Yeah.
About how we process information and get ideas across? What can we discover about ourselves by learning to talk more effectively to AI?